from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm not giving Brock Purdy, I'm not letting Brock Purdy reset the market just because the Jacksonville Jaguars did it with Trevor Lawrence. Or that the Packers did it with Jordan Love.
And can you explain why you wouldn't?
Because if they are higher on their quarterbacks than Kyle is on Purdy, then why would you do that?
All right. So now you specified. But, Stoney, what? Honestly, man, you know, you've been around.
What if he gets hurt this year?
Okay, now that you got me.
Okay.
Okay, but
that's why I think
injury away. Don't you think he loves what he's seeing from this dude? And he's made him, so he'll never be F you, I'm doing this or that. He controls him at the line of scrimmage. I know that'll change. But, I mean, this is a match made in heaven until, like you say, I got to pay you.
I don't necessarily think it's a match made in heaven.
But what would be Purdy's alternative?
He's off to a really good start,
right.
But he's only quarterbacked a year and a half. Like, we don't know if he's durable yet. There's a lot of things we don't know.
But if he gets through this year and they win a playoff game, partner, I think trying to go find somebody that lets you know upstairs, cerebral, that they're he passes all those tests. And again, I get it. It's a big number. But, man, I would sleep better at night if I'm Kyle knowing I done made Mr. Irrelevant into a perennial All-Pro.
See, on all
or
I'm
a Super
saying,
Bowl winner. Forget the All-Pro.
I mean, all I'm saying is, I'll bet you Kyle Shanahan is the kind of coach that would rather have a quarterback he can pay $15 million that he likes a little bit and be loaded all around him than maybe a quarterback that he doesn't believe is worth $60 million, but he just has to do it to do it.
But don't you think, so you think Cincinnati's doing that with Joe Burrow? Like at some point, Baltimore doing that with Lamar Jackson, Stoney, who hadn't got him to a Super Bowl. At some point, that has to change, though.
Well, what if the 49ers don't think Purdy's in those guys' league?
I just don't know how you keep getting to, well, you could say Jimmy Garoppolo, how you keep getting to these plateaus that Purdy's taking you, that Jimmy has too.
There's only one guy who's taken the 49ers to 4 NFC title games in 5 years and 2 Super Bowls. And that's Kyle Shanahan. He's the only guy who's done it. Let's go to Grandpa Daddy.
Our man.
What's up, Gramps?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Talk to us, baby.
Hey, waiting. I'll be at the summit if I can, man. God willing.
All right.
When you get up in age like this, you never know.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm starting to know.
I love you, Stoney. Guru, I love you too, man. But
I gotta
go with Stoney on this. I gotta go with Stoney, Guru.
What part?
You Purdy. You know, I'm a Purdy fan. I'm a Purdy bandwagon brother. But he needs one. This year will tell us everything about that youngster. If he got it. Or he doesn't. And I'm going to tell you, ain't nobody worth $60 million a year, man. Not even the President of the United States. Good Lord. It's a lot of money. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with you. This year's big, Grandpa Daddy.
He got to do it by himself. He got to do it by himself, man, for $60 million a year. But this is the year we're going to find out. And Stoney's right on this, Guru. And I know I love your heart, man. I love you. I love your heart, Guru. I wish I had you on my team. Man, you could sell a whole bunch of contracts for me, boy. I tell you.
Well,
look at my guy. There you go.
You better not ever have any games on a Thursday.
Wow. And heaven smiles.
Oh,
that's
cool. He got
worse.
You.
Yeah, he did.
I'm going to see you guys at the summit.
Thanks, Grandpa.
Stoney, come on now. I'm not saying give it to him now. He's earned it. I'm just saying he's ahead of the field. He would really have to regress. And you know how a regression looks is losing number 11. That's why we're so locked in on how this thing is going to play out.
Admit it. You're afraid. You're afraid that if they don't have Ayuk, you're going to realize that Purdy is just a guy.
No, I think that's an a domino effect. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how much I think, how highly I think of Brandon Ayuk. I'm not a Purdy stan. I'm just telling you, if Dak were to lose CeeDee Lamb or Metcalf was to leave Geno Smith, you would feel that impact. So it's not, you talked about this offseason has not been good. Nobody can fight that. You can call us and give us all this, just slop about, oh, it's okay, it'll be fine, we'll be out there before New York, everything's good, goo. No, this is not ideal. But if this thing ends with IU not in uniform, then you've really shot yourself in the foot. Maybe the season.
Unless they win.
And
unless they win.
But at that, but without his services, not getting a receiver back, Steiny, that's gotta, we gotta just be respectful to BA. It's going to be more difficult offensively.
You would think. But there's also people who can pick up the slack. I'm sorry. You know what? I mean,
were we saying McCaffrey's name when he was running with Carolina and they had diddly squat? No. We forgot about him. Just be careful what you wish for. I'm talking to the Niners brass, man. I would love to know how
everybody.
Far they...
If I say you can't pay everybody, then you got decisions to make. And maybe the decision they're making is that we got a damn good receiver in Debo Samuel. We got a great running back in Christian McCaffrey. We still have a great tight end in George Kittle. And even though people get all scared about Pearsall, he's played three full seasons in college, and we think he could hit the ground running.
Okay, so I love what you just said. That's been like that since April. What's taking so long?
They're not paying him.
No, they're not. Michael, you had a chance to trade him if you knew, like you just said, hey, we're not paying you. We can't pay everybody. That's what's maddening about this whole fiasco is make a decision.
No.
Stand by it.
They don't have to. They don't have to. And all I'm saying is, maybe at the beginning of this summer, they had a deal that was better than anything they had now. And they don't want to, they don't want to come to the podium and say, we've traded Brandon Ayuk for a third round pick and a second rate receiver because everybody knows they had better deals. Maybe they just changed their mind. They're like, you know what? We thought we were going to be able to get him signed, but he's being ridiculous.
Well, there's two sides to that. He could have been traded to Pittsburgh and maybe he didn't want to go.
Maybe not. And maybe they're just saying the hell with it. It's too.
And that's why I guess, Donnie, both sides are losing to me. There is no winner.
Well, you're using the criteria of team. Mm. And I'll tell you now. That Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk are not thinking team first. Of course they're not. And they if they want more money, then that's what they're thinking. But let's call it what it is.
Well, a couple hours ago, you could have said that about CeeDee Lamb. He's got a deal now.
Yeah.
So now I can apply that to him, no problem. It's about the team.
What do you mean?
He got his chicken. It's about the team now. Sure. But he was holding out. Yeah. He was out because he wanted more bread.
Yeah, and are you convinced that there'll be no fallout from CeeDee Lamb not being there?
No, the whole soft tissue thing is real.
All right. So we'll find out what happens when these guys get in here and how they're ready to play and if they don't get hurt or not. That's all. But, I mean, I guess the one thing with as it relates to Brock Purdy is, like, I just think the conversation, well, they're going to give him 55. Well, how do we know that? Like, seriously, like, all I'm saying is there's no need to put a number on it. There's no reason to put a number on it because the number could vary widely. And so why would I lock in like that? And that's where Jed York blew it. Why would you guarantee a guy's going to reset the market a year from now when he's still got a lot to prove?
Well,
that's what I don't get.
But that's how you feel, and I appreciate and respect it. But the bottom line is that doesn't supersede what Brock was doing on the field. And that's why I'm a little flabbergasted at you, Steiny. When you look at the 2 years, the short sample size, what'd you say, 27 games?
21 regular season.
Okay. In totality, that you steal.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Still, like, you gotta give him love for not how big you were. You were the reason, 100%, but he was a part of it.
Yeah, part. He's a part.
And assuming that continues.
How many quarterbacks do you pay $55 million to who are the third most important player on offense?
Well, Kirk Cousins comes to mind. He was one, okay?
Well, no, now my point is, it was Cousins and Jefferson. Like, they didn't have a McCaffrey.
Well.
That's all I'm saying is, before you pay a guy that much money, let's let him play 17 more games and see how good we are.
Yeah, that's naturally going to happen.
Well, then why do we need to put a number on it now?
Some of the players got mad at Brock, but the owner saying what was the truth is we're ready to reset the market with Brock Purdy. That's coming from we feel damn good. This dude just took us to the NFC Championship. I'm not caping up for York. That was just giddy talk. He was happy as hell. They've got their quarterback, the Trey Lance. Nobody's talking about that debacle. So I don't think Trent was like, you got to get in where you fit in.
That's the other thing. Why does nobody want to actually look at some things? They get Garoppolo. They pay him. He's not here anymore. Kyle Shanahan thinks he's found something with Trey Lance. Moves up in the draft. The kid can't play.
Yeah.
But now I must be made to believe that someone who's quarterbacked 21 regular season games for the San Francisco 49ers, that Kyle's in love with him and they're gonna pay him 55 or 60 million. I will believe it when I see it. I've seen this guy make a wrong decision about Garoppolo, apparently, because they made him the highest paid quarterback in football. I saw him make a mistake with Trey Lance, thinking he was the quarterback of the future. So, again, I'm just going to wait and see how Purdy plays at the end of this season, and then they pay him what they pay him.
Now, you did that. That was a great job, seriously. I guess I'm veering away from that, Steiny, and just telling you that I feel strongly that Brock Purdy has the goods.
Right, and so Kyle felt strongly that Trey Lance did. And Kyle felt strongly that Garoppolo did.
Yeah, but Trey never had the results on the field.
Exactly, which makes it even worse that Kyle thought a kid like that he could mold into a great quarterback. Now, maybe he's learned from those two guys, and he'll say, you know what, I got a bird in the hand with Brock Purdy. I just got to keep this guy.
Well, before they even get to Purdy, we got to figure this Ayuk thing out. Like, if you had to ask him one question, what would you ask his representation?
Who?
Brandon Ayuk. What's your goal?
To get paid.
Well, you had a chance to take 32 in New England.
You don't know
go.
What you're talking about.
No, the reports were out
there. Yeah, they're wrong.
All right.
If I'm the agent, they're wrong. The Pittsburgh Steelers were never giving him 32. Okay, now what?
Well, you guys offered me 26. I want 29.5.
Man, you're not getting it.
Well, trade me.
No. Play for 14.
I'm not risking that.
Okay. See you later.
And that's
we'll
really
win without
where,
you.
And that's really where it's
we
at.
We will win without you.
Well, that's really where it's at on Monday, the 26th of August.
2 weeks before the 2 weeks before the season starts. Let's go to the text line 415. Kyle also made wrong choices with Mullins and Beathard.
All the more reason that he wouldn't just break away from Brock if he brings in another season. I get you on that. We still got to see more. I'm totally on that bus. I just feel like we're going to see, being proactive that Ayuk is a guy that's catching balls from Brandon in this offense, from Brock. Like, we're going to see pretty much the same thing we saw last year. That's all.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to. I think it's going to look a little different.
Well, you might be right, especially if the 11's in another uniform.
Like, what if they trade Ayuk, okay, and they go 9-8? I would
come down Kyle and John's road more than I would come down any other.
They get banged up. Purdy only plays 12 games, 11 games. They miss the playoffs. Purdy takes a step back. There's no Ayuk.
I'm blaming Lynch and Shanny, Stoney. I mean that.
But how much you paying Brock then?
That's a great question. I think at that point, Brock can't try to bring the house down, though.
Yeah, I don't know. That's why I think
when you come minutes away or OT in a Super Bowl, so you can go in there with your chest out. You saw what I almost did, but I got us there after wrecking my elbow. But if a 9-8 is what you're coming off of, recency bias, Donnie, then, you know, things change.
Exactly. And as Steph Curry said, things change quick. You can go from...
I hear
somebody
everything.
You think's going to be a $55 million quarterback?
Maybe. Look at Jordan Poole. I thought he was going to be, not Steph Curry, I really thought he was going to be a fixture or a part of the Warriors' future. Nobody, you can pick up the phone and call me and say, you're dude, and they paid him, and look what happened. The dude looked like he can't even play now. I mean, things change.
Exactly. So don't assume Ayuk's going to be on the team. Maybe they're going to trade him because he's become too much of a problem.
Well, hurry up and do it.
No. They're on their timetable. Not gurus.
I hear
not
that.
Not gurus.
But I know you because you're too smart to not know this.
Yeah, what?
This is not how they had it planned. And this is why they're getting ripped. And this is not how you wanted it.
Yeah, you're right. And a lot of things in life don't go the way you want it. And you know what you do? You adjust. And that's what the Niners maybe are doing.
But you got to have some closure.
No, you don't.
What do you mean?
You don't need it now. Why do you need it now?
I got a game to prepare for. Who's my...
You, again,
oh my gosh,
again, you're under your own impression that they must be back for game one. You don't know that's how the 49ers feel.
But you can't play with fate and trick off, oh, we'll get him in here week two. He ain't been in pad. That's when you're asking for stuff.
The point
karma
is.
Karma comes quick, man.
The point is you're not going into the season with him not playing saying, well, we'll just get him back for week two. No, you're going into the season because you drew a line that said, we are not paying you $30 million, so you're playing on 14 or you're not. And if you're not, we're moving forward without you. We have no choice.
Wow. And Evan said it, and I hope I'm wrong. We have watched an explosion 4th of July for wide receivers, not named Justin Jefferson, prior to him getting his bag, get their deal, and we're like, okay, this is the thing to get the Ayuk situation moving. We'll get closure. And this C.D. Lamb news setting a record for the most guaranteed money by a non-quarterback, Stoney, is big, but I hope I'm wrong. I don't think this impacts him. Like, I really hope I'm wrong. Like, by tonight, we hear some news, but if they're telling you months ago you're not worth that number, okay, C.D. got paid. Nice for him. We still don't believe you're this to us.
He's not.
Yeah.
Those are facts.
That would be this Lamb
He's
is not.
Not
good news for him.
I don't think it matters one way or the other.
Well, it does because it's dominoes. But it hasn't worked in his favor all offseason.
What I'm saying is we have no idea if C.D. Lamb signing today, which he did, impacts Ayuk at all. The 49ers, if I'm the 49ers, you're right. I'm like, okay, so?
And I hope I'm wrong. That's how I think they're thinking.
Oh, CD got this, so now we're gonna give you more than we were going to give you 2 days ago?
Yeah, no, I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah, that's...
Why is Ernie Chavez saying, Daryl, most signing bonus money not guaranteed? Okay. I'm just telling you, CD Lamb set a record, non-quarterback with guaranteed money. Ernie, that's my guy.
That's right, Evan.
Why would you? Wow.
No, well, he got the most signing bonus money. It's $38 million.
Yeah.
Jefferson's previous high was $36.9 million.
Ernie.
So it's for receivers.
Non-quarterback. That's what I just said.
Non-quarterback. What'd Bosa get?
Wide receivers. But Bosa got $50 million in a signing bonus.
Gotcha. It's 125.
Too short segment next.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.